razor at snack and sit on your back. It's hog, hog, hog.
Hey, kids, start jumping up and down like idiots, because look what's new from Log this time. It's all new Action Log with realistic facial moss. And you can dress new Action Log for adventure with these great new action outfits. There's Log of Arabia, Officer Log, Athletic Log, and Cheerleader Log. You can explore uncharted Arctic terrain with Sergeant Log of the Yukon. And get set for super secret spy action with Agent 00 Log. And how about the all-new Log Lion Tamer playset? And girls, you'll swoon when you hear singing Log.
La 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 la.
Look out, Earthlings! Here comes the mysterious Log from Mars! Kids, you can be just like Dad with the Armchair Quarterback Adventure playset. And you'll have hours of fun playing doctor with the Log Authentic Civil War First Aid Station. Yes, when it's this much fun, it must be Log.
It's Log, Log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it all. Come on and get your log. Everyone needs a log.
Log from Blammo. Jesus Christ. What idiot put this at the beginning of my cartoon?
Get that out of here.
This was not Spumco, by the way.
This cartoon is hard for me to watch because we did all the artwork at Spumco, but this is one of the ones that Nickelodeon had to finish. So they did a soundtrack and they had this god-awful opening credits here. And they did kind of really crummy soundtrack, but oh, what the hell with it.
Still better than anything out there.
I'm with Jim Smith, who storyboarded this cartoon.
Hey.
Eddie Fitzgerald, who laughed at all the jokes. And Katie Rice, whose life was forever changed
by this cartoon right here.
So Katie's going to give us some of her impressions of, like, tell us what you felt when you first saw this crap.
I think I just bounced off the walls and peed myself. I was really excited.
Do you have pictures of that?
Not pictures. I used to storyboard these. I used to freeze frame them and draw them in order, make comics and stuff.
Really? Thank heaven. What did you think of each of these jokes here?
They were funny. So cute. It's such a sweet cartoon.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a sweet
love. Do you like retards?
I love retards.
What's better, retards or assholes?
I like assholes better.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
So you would give it to Ren?
When I was 9, I would.
Did you have the toys?
Well, Ren's only 3.
I didn't have the toys. My mom and dad wouldn't buy them.
They didn't approve of it.
Jim, mm-hmm. You know where this joke came from, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks to Bill Ray, I know where it came from.
Should I tell the audience?
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
You tell it better than I do.
Well, that was an homage to Jim's brother, Doyle, who rumor has it was kicked in the head by a mule when he was young.
Or the horse, but you can say mule.
Okay. Horse. So that inspired me to have Stimpy, you saw it.
Well, Bill thought I didn't know what it meant, but that's how stupid he is.
Oh, it was okay. Bill painted these great backgrounds. Plus, I think he storyboarded some of
those, too.
He storyboarded,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did a good job on this.
Yeah. Well, I showed him a lot of tricks.
What was your impression, Katie?
So happy.
Did you know what you were in for when you saw the back of that?
No, but I was just waiting.
What do you think of one eye blinks? One at a time, eye blinks.
I love it. I remember trying to do that.
Really?
I was so retarded. I loved the show so much. I'd go and bug all my friends and tell them the jokes a million times.
Did they hate you?
Some of them. I had a friend named Trisha who loved this cartoon with me. We would you know, quoted all the time. We were really obnoxious. Such a treat.
There's some cutting theories for you, Eddie.
Pan theories.
That's great.
What did that just mean?
I'll go get some refreshments.
In this cartoon, you really started animating Ren. Some really good cycles on walking.
This is another Carbuncle cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Did all the animation and did a great job. This was the
personality.
This is the cartoon that I had a freak out over the backgrounds. I had just finished telling the background artist that I was tired of primary colors and that they better promise me that they weren't going to paint primary colors in the backgrounds for this cartoon.
This was the one.
So then the cartoons came back, or the backgrounds came back, and they were yellow. And I brought out every color book I had that explained that yellow is a primary color. And I got really mad, and I tore paintings off the bulletin boards and threw them on the floor and said, I'm tired of looking at Candy Cane Lane every day! So then they painted a great big sign with Ren and Stimpy in it, and they wrote Candy Cane Lane on it, and they sort of christened the background painting room Candy Cane Lane.
I think we still have that somewhere at Spumco.
Wow, that's a great painting there.
There's no candy cane there.
Did you make a ball of Band-Aids, Katie, when you were a kid? Or a ball of tampons?
Oh, my God.
I was nine.
Later.
Later, okay. Of course I did.
Good Tom and Jerry sound effect.
Oh, that's just my brain. It's always falling out.
It's not really that big. But we had to enlarge it.
Little hair.
It has hairs, yeah.
Doesn't your brain have hairs?
Well, probably.
Mature brains have hairs.
Okay.
So, Jim, what are your recollections of this god-awful thing?
Well, I was going through my own little breakdown when we were doing this, I think. Yeah, this is the best walk cycle here. That's cute. This is when we were getting fired, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
This is like the first one we lost, they took over, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was painful to watch, but it's cathartic. We both belong to the
Loyal Order of Stupids. There's a website now based on the Loyal Order of Stupids. It's called Members of the Loyal Order of Stupids. It's MOTLOS.com or something like that. So everybody get on that website and tell them how much you like this DVD collection. And Eddie's laugh. Don't forget, Members of the Loyal Order of Stupids. Motlos.com.
Motlos.
There's so many cute Wrens in this. So appealing to look at.
Ren, a lot of personalities.
I love Ren with a fedora and a briefcase. That's so right.
What did you think Ren's job was, Kenny?
Oh, I don't know.
You never, never thought about it? No.
Did the same job that Ozzie Nelson had.
Hey, this was after the candy cane screaming. Notice that the colors are not, like, screamingly primary anymore. And actually, the textures they were doing here, this is the best use of sponge texture I've ever seen.
It's like David Hasselhoff's chest. Like, chest hairs all over the wallpaper.
They get even better. As the cartoon progresses, you see the backgrounds, they're experimenting with colors and textures and stuff. By the time the end of the cartoon comes on, it's really amazing backgrounds. Look at that really cool sponge blob in the background there.
Sponge blob, square pants.
Sponge blob. They stole that from us.
Don't do anything stupid.
I think this is the epitome of stupid cartoons, right?
Yeah.
A whole new meaning to the word.
Okay.
Nine. There's some yellow seven. Backgrounds.
Well, that's okay for a scene like this.
Mm-hmm. It works, sir.
Fjord.
100. We love Swedish accents. Open.
finding you.
I'm hiding in the closet. Like an idiot.
Oh, oh, oh. This scene here has some stuff cut out of it.
Material possession.
Oh, this is so funny.
Can I have some?
Sure, hop in.
This is when we first start to suspect Stimpy's inclinations.
I made these faces in the mirror.
I love
it. I think their voices get louder.
That face! I've seen you do that face in real life.
That's me.
This is private.
What shall we do now?
I know. Let's play circus. Look at me. I am a juggler.
And I am a bearded lady.
And I'm a sword swallower. Whoops. Rainy days.
The Billy West story that I didn't finish.
Yeah.
You know, I told him to do a Swedish accent. So, in a Swedish accent, you say Y's instead of,
Let's play
again. What is it?
J's?
Instead of J's. And he suggested, those colors are great. Now I'm starting to like the background colors.
Let's see.
He said, well, why don't we use Y's for, like, letters that Swedes don't use Y's for? So he came up with stuff like one yundred, which made it even funnier.
These are boring games.
Joy.
Joy. I'm a good fan of the games in the closet. Get to freeze frame that to enjoy it.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
I don't believe this.
This was originally Don't Pee on the Electric Fence.
Yeah.
And then they told us, the censors at Nickelodeon, Broadcast Standards Department, told us you can't say pee. So then I went there and argued with them in New York. And I said, surely, I said, isn't pee a really innocent word that all little kids use? I mean, everyone pees. And they were just adamant. You couldn't say pee. So I tried every other thing. Can they say urinate? No, that's an ugly word. I just listed everything. And I said, how about whiz? And I said, oh, whiz is okay.
You went to New York to have the pee conference?
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, how is whiz less innocent than pee?
It means the same thing.
Yeah, that's like older kids, which have bigger weenies.
Well, nowadays.
Oh, these backgrounds are amazing. Look at these effects. Yeah. That's really cool.
I knew it.
These backgrounds are phenomenal.
Everywhere.
Like, they figured out a way to actually make dirt look like dirt on the walls and smears and stuff. Really,
like, they use real dirt, didn't they?
Like, I don't know if this is Scott or Bill, but the two of them did a bunch of these backgrounds.
Well, they went to the men's room and then came back and made this.
I think maybe Glenn Bard did some of them too.
Look at that style. That is a big deviation from your normal style.
Well, that was Bob Camp's drawing. This scene has my drawings and Bob Camp's drawings. There's a lot of
rare, incurable diseases.
No! Nowadays it's mad.
There's Bob.
My dinosaur droppings! Painted like Easter
eggs!
Idiot!
Oh, that Uma.
I love this fight.
Wish you could bring back Sven. He's a great character.
This part was censored, right? Didn't they take out a couple of drawings?
Yeah, we'll see if they're in here.
The dialogue is...
Both of you!
Holy cow, look at this.
I acted this out a million times.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, what I'm gonna do to you.
This is amazing.
That's really scary.
Oh,
Holy.
Angry?
He couldn't hurt a fly. He's so scary.
First, I'm going to tear your lips out.
What were you thinking, Katie, when you first saw this?
I was probably shaking all over, jumping off
That's
the love.
That's what I'm going to do. And then, I'm going to gouge your eyes out. Yeah.
This friend? Yeah, you scary us.
Good. You scared, huh? Next. I'm gonna tear your arms out of the socket. And you wanna know what else?
This is a brilliant sequence.
I'm gonna hit you.
Yeah.
And you're gonna fall.
I can't believe this quality was made for television. This is features.
And
too
I'm
good
for TV. I'm gonna look down, and I'm gonna laugh.
Holy mackerel. That's your...
Look at the arrow at the bottom. The background started getting weirder and weirder. That was a hard effect to do there with the spider web. We couldn't figure out how to paint it. So instead we double passed it. It's double exposed on top of on top of the background.
You stay.
Always wondered about that.
Well, now you know.
Right.
Now, this is a new drawing philosophy for you. This is not the way you normally draw.
That's when Ren started changing from the old Ren.
Holy mackerel! Scenes like that make me mad.
This
Nobody
is Mike Fontenelle.
Supposed to be able to draw that good.
I think those Ren scenes are Mike Fontenelle now. Well, this is me, I think.
Oh, you like this game?
Oh, yeah, Ren. We love it.
My dad said that to me once when I bought a pair of bell-bottom thick corduroy pants. I brought them home, and he goes, you like those pants? I said, yeah. You really like them? I said, yeah. He handed me a pair of scissors and said, take them upstairs and cut them into little pieces.
Oh, jeez.
I thought you'd say...
You should be grateful that he did that. You got a whole career out of that.
He took a whiz on him.
Wow, beautiful.
What's that theory about being in hell, Eddie?
Yeah. For real.
So, you whizzed on the electric fence, didn't you?
The electric fence.
Greatest mud skipper of them all. Who can skip through the mud with the greatest of ease? What kind of wonderful guy? Who can crawl like a dog without scraping his knees? Who's got segmented eyes? It's Muddy Mud Skipper. It's Muddy Mud Skipper. It's Muddy Mud Skipper Show.
From our sponsor. The Muddy Mud Skipper Show is brought to you by Gritty Kitty Litter.
Hello, friends. Of course, you know that when it comes to absorbency, odor control, and of course, flavor, Gritty Kitty is the best litter money can buy. But did you know that Gritty Kitty now comes with a prize inside? That's right. In every bag, there's a neat prize waiting for you. Collect them all. There's the Shaven Yak Litter Box Caddy. A bologna sandwich. A live crab. A junior barbell set. Real dynamite. A fake toe. A real toe. A fish clip. And don't forget, after you're through, make sure to cut out the free mask printed on the back of every bag. Remember, if it doesn't say Gritty Kitty, it stinks.
Oh, boy, Stinky. We sure had fun today, didn't we? So long, Chief. Come on, Sleepy. Say goodbye.
Well, where are we going?
The show's over. See you next time.
Next time? When's that?
It's pretty soon. Don't worry.
Pretty soon? How long is that?
In a little while, ma'am.
What'll we do till then?
Why, you could lose your toes.
Or you could eat olive loaf.
Wow. Or you could blow yourself up like a balloon.
Blow myself up.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time.
Hey, goodbye, folks.